Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1092. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're going through the Sefer Hilchos Brachos from Rav Malka, Shlita in Eretz Yisrael. So, on page Reish Mem Vav, which is it's sort of like a review right now, summing up. These things are very important to go over, chazir over, because I'm just trying to go in his order. He brings it down so beautiful with various different examples. We've been talking about various different times when the Kadima Bebrachos would not apply. In other words, the order of Brachos, those halachas would not apply. So, we said last time, again, these are things that we're just reviewing. Im Hamina Chashav, he brings down an ice number two over there, Reish Mem Hey, page Reish Mem Vav. Im Hamina Chashav, Lenim Sokes Lafan, if you're going to be eating these various different things, and one of the things you'll be eating is on a higher level, but it's not in front of you right now, right? It's not, Einit Serach Lahamtim Achi of you, you don't have to wait till they bring it to you, till they bring it in front of you, right? I have the Shahakal in front of me, but they'll be bringing me the Mazonos in 5 minutes. Maybe I should wait with the Shahakal. No, you don't have to wait. You can make your shahakal on the piece of chocolate. I'm just giving an example. Whatever in front of you. You don't have to wait till they bring you the cake, right? Even though you'll be eating them together. One that's in front of you. Now, so now if they're on the same level, bracha, then just have in mind the other one. That's what he brings down. Let's say one of them is from the Shivas Aminim, right? I'm eating two fruits. I'm eating a pomegranate and an apple. So I make the bracha, but the pomegranate's not in front of me. They'll bring it to me afterwards, or I'm going to get it afterwards. It's in the fridge. Ela mevarech al hamin hapachas. He says, Chashev, you make the bracha on the apple, let's say, hanim selefonav, because the apple's in front of me right now, and the ha'etz is good for the pomegranate, ha'etz is good for the apple, but just make sure, we've been talking about this many times from the Rama, make sure you have it in mind. So the min chashev is not in front of you right now. Right, you don't have to wait for the min chashev till they bring it to you or bring it out or whatever. Ela mevarech al hamin hapachos chashev. You can make the bracha on the one that's less status, like the apple. Hanim zelafon v'chavin lifter as hamin hachashev, and have in mind the pomegranate. That would be fine. But again, we'll just keep on stressing the fact, make sure you have it in mind. Otherwise you're running into a problem if it's on a higher level. It doesn't automatically go. Now, he brings down from the Lashon Mishabura, interesting, Hayelafonav Minim Harbei. That's the Lashon of the Mishabura over there in Sifkatan Aleph, Hayelafonav. They were in front of you, various different whatever. So it was in front of you. If it's not in front of you, no problem. Okay, so now the other thing, next thing we spoke about, Derech Achilas Bnei Adam, Lechol Kodem Es Pachat Achash, right? If the Derech of the regular way that people eat is this thing first, so then there's no Kedim and Brachas, excuse me. So the same thing we spoke about in the meal, somebody has the dessert in front of them, they happen to bring you the mazonos, the cake, that'll be your dessert in front of you, but you have the main dish right now, you're eating the main dish, you didn't wash, obviously, right? So then, of course, you can make your brachas on the main dish, the hadama on the potatoes, let's say, and the shahakal on the chicken, right? What do you mean? The cake's in front of me. Yeah, but the cake is my dessert. I have the cake in front of me. I have the cookies are sitting on the table in front of me. So what do you mean? You have to make the mazonos? No, because the regular way a person eats is their main dish. That's what we said. So I make the hadam on the potatoes, the shahakal on the chicken, and I eat that. And when I'm done, I eat my dessert. What's my dessert? It's a piece of cake. Well, it was in front of you. Okay, but I'm not up to it. That's not the way that people eat. Nobody eats their cake first, right? So that, again, the cake would come last in that case, even because of the fact that the cake is dessert. Now, if you're eating the cake together with the chicken and the potatoes, then you have to make the mazonos on the cake. Okay, so again, according to the halachas of brachas, one does not have to eat dessert first, even though it's sitting in front of them. Now, he talks about an interesting thing, which we've been talking about quite a number of times, which comes up all the time. I know about myself. A person has a dry mouth, right? You have a dry mouth, or you need a drink. Now, you have the cake or cookies in front of you, like we said before. You have the coffee in front of you, right? And mamash, I need. It's not even so much pshat as that. I like the coffee better over here. But a pashat the shemitzinim beru. But you have sometimes a dry mouth, and a person just has to take some liquid in their mouth, coffee could be questionable if it's going to help, you know, for the dry mouth, but let's say I have a drink of juice over there, water, I'm not so sure about, but let's say a person has a little orange juice, right? So it's in front of me, the orange juice and the cake, I'm going to be drinking the orange juice together with the cake. A lot of times a person has, there's a yard sign, shul or whatever, there's a piece of cake, there's a little orange juice, so a person wants to make a bracha on both, and eat them both, but mamish, my mouth is mamish emesina meruba upiv yovish. Mamish, my mouth is very dry. It's not. I won't in mamish enjoy the cake, right? So then he says, if that's the case, yaktim levarich ala coffee, on the coffee or the orange juice, let's say, whatever the case is, that would be fine. Okay, so now he brings out on the bottom, though, but you have to be careful in this case. Again, you have the coffee and you have the cake. You have the orange juice and you have the cake. You're eating together. Ach, he says, im mesugel lechol techila ma'at me'uga, but if you're able to, that's what he's saying. This he's bringing down. It's very important to keep in mind. It's a little bit differentiation over here, which is what we spoke about in the past. If you're able to eat me'uga from the cake or cookies, right, if you're able to do that, v'rak me'odif lishtais kaidem, but I'd rather take the drink a coffee. I like my geshmaka coffee. I would rather drink the coffee. No, can't do that. Chayev levarich techila aluga. Then you take a chayev, like we saw in the Mishabura, that is problem. Then you chayev to make the bracha first of mezonos, because that's the kedima bebrachas. I'm eating my drinking my coffee. I'm eating my cake. I'm eating drinking my orange juice. Eating my cake and cookies. You have to make the mezonos first. That's what he says. Achim sugal lechol techila maat meyuga. You're able to. You don't have a dry mouth. I'm able to do it. To make the mezonos first, no problem. But rak me'odif lishtais kaidem. But I'd rather take a drink of orange juice. I'd rather take the drink of the geshmaka coffee first. No, chayev levarich techila aluga. Then you have to make the bracha of mezonos because that comes first. So what is the case we're talking about? He says k'moy kain. Which case is whereby it would not be like that? K'moy kain ashesa coffee muga. Right, to margish einim sugal. So you're margish. In other words, you're feeling that you're not able to eat. That's the point over here. I'm drinking the orange juice and the cake together, but I feel that I'm not able to eat lefnei shesheis machmas shemzin meruba pepiv. Many times people have a dry mouth, right? My mouth is mamish dry. Without that drink, I'm mamish. I can't eat. I can't begin eating, right? So sometimes it comes up with water or whatever. So yaktim levarich ala coffee or the juice or whatever. So then you would be able to make the bracha first on the drink, just to get your mouth going, so to say, right? But if you're able to, you just would rather take the drink first. No, you can't do that. You can order of brachas is order of brachas, and that's a chiv, and that's how we have to do that. That's halachas in the Shulchan Aruch. But if there's a siba, if there's a case in time like this, dry mouth, I push it, I can't eat without taking that drink, so then there's room to wiggle, as they say, and one would be allowed to take. That's what he says. Yaktim levarich ala coffee or the juice or whatever, that would be fine. So you have to know the situation, what the situation calls for, and the person has to be honest with themselves. Is the reason why I really like the geshmaka coffee? I just whatever. No, you take a piece of the cake. But is it taka? I push it. I can't. I needed something, some liquid in my mouth. Otherwise, there's no point in me eating. I can't eat. I have such a dry mouth. So okay. So then you make the brachi. Take the drink or take the orange juice. That would be fine. So you have to know the situation. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha. Kol tov.